Chapter 46. I'm by no means inexperienced when it comes to being arrested. I'd go so far as to say I've deserved most of my many arrests, punishments, and even a few of my executions. But usually I knew damned well what the charges were when the arrests happened. Today I was baffled and a little pissed off. "Hold on," I said, rotating the dragon to survey the group. I noticed about then that none of their faces were familiar. Turov had made sure to utilize troops who weren't from my own unit. "What's this about?" I asked. "I just got done clearing Blue Deck following your orders, sir. Did I do it incorrectly?"
"Yes, you did," she said. "I never instructed you to rob my body. You stole invaluable technology and used it without authorization. I have witnesses to that effect and supporting vid files."
"Oh," I said, catching on. "You're talking about the key, aren't you?"
"Shut up," she hissed.
"Why?" I asked. "Seems to me that I'll be needing some witnesses and vid streams of my own today." I rotated the upper chassis of the dragon to address the crowd. The group tensed, aiming their rifles at me. Apparently they'd been briefed about the power of a dragon up close, and probably about my reputation as a mean dragon rider as well. "You boys rolling your suit cameras?" I boomed, cranking up the external speakers. "I've got something important to show everyone."
"Damn it, McGill, come out of that vehicle and surrender," Turov demanded.
"I'd be happy to, Imperator," I said in a reasonable tone, "if you would please state the charges for me in detail."
"I already have. You stand charged with grave robbing. You stole the personal effects of a dead officer, me."
"Right, right, but if you could only describe what it is I'm supposed to have stolen, that'd be very helpful. You see, I don't recall anything of the kind, and I have to know what it is if I'm going to give it back to you." Her eyes traversed the circle of faces quickly. They were confused but ready to act on her orders. I had no doubt that 30 troops could take one dragon, particularly one that was out of ammo. Sure, I'd probably manage to kill a few of them in the process, but I was certain they'd kill me in the end. The most dangerous members of the platoon were the weaponeers. They were aiming their plasma cannons at my dragon nervously. Turov could give the order to fire at any moment, but I knew she wouldn't. The trouble was that the weaponeers would have to use their belchers to penetrate my armor. And if they did that, the key might well be destroyed in the process. Turov was doing the same calculations I was. I could see it in her eyes. I took a clanking step toward her, servos buzzing. She skipped back in alarm, and her troops lifted and half pulled their triggers, taking a fresh stance. "My," I said. "Everyone's sure jumpy today."
"McGill, you climb out of that machine and give me my property, or I swear I'll have you executed for this."
"I've got a better idea," I said. "Order your hit squad to stand down and leave us alone. After that, I'll happily make the exchange in private." She glared up at me thoughtfully.
"What if you decide to kill me?"
"Then you'll pop out of the revival machine hopping mad," I said. "No one wants that. Look, all I'm asking for is a breather. I just retook your ship for you, and I think it's the least you could do." She bit her lower lip, then waved her arm at the assembled troops.
"Primus Winslate, withdraw. McGill and I will handle this situation personally."
Winslade seemed surprised and confused. He didn't know about the galactic key, but he was weasel smart. He knew something was up, something he didn't understand.
"Is that safe, sir?" he asked.
"Probably not," Turov admitted.
"But you have your orders regardless. Withdraw."
Winslade ordered his goons to lower their weapons. With a look of suspicion and curiosity, he marched them away. The troops filtered past, glancing over their shoulders at me and the Imperator. Lord only knows what they were thinking. The Imperator and I walked off in the opposite direction toward Gold Deck.
When the troops were out of sight, I laughed aloud.
"What's so funny?" she demanded.
"The looks on their faces were priceless. The stories they'll tell tonight, I'd love to hear them."
Imperator Turov wasn't often in a good mood under the best of circumstances, but I'd be willing to wager I'd rarely seen her in a worse temper than she was in today. She stopped, drew her sidearm, and fired a bolt into my face. It didn't penetrate the armor, but it did make me wince, and it dazzled my eyes a little, despite the light-filtering effects of my visor.
"Hey, what's that for?"
"James, you have enraged me to the point that if you weren't in that machine, I'd execute you right now."
"Galena," I said, "you're an ungrateful woman. All I did was borrow the key and use it to operate this machine. I had to bypass your excessive security to get it to run. By doing so, I was able to destroy the alien infestation on Blue Deck. Would you rather have lost Minotaur to the enemy?"
She continued to point her gun at me.
"Give me my property," she demanded.
All right, I will. But what do I get in exchange?" Her pretty head cocked to one side.
"What? You're making demands?"
"I'm just asking."
She took a deep, hitching breath and let it out slowly. She closed her eyes and let her gun sag down.
"All right," she said. "I'll give you rank. Adjunct. That's it. Don't ask for more. Graves has already put in the paperwork. I've been sitting on it, but I'll approve the promotion when we get back to Earth."
This was a stunner to me. I'd been thinking about a romantic interlude. Hell, I might have even settled for a passionate kiss. But rank? At first, I almost rejected her offer. I didn't want rank to come that way through backroom deals and dishonest leverage. But then her words slowly sank in. "Graves has already put in the paperwork?" I asked. "That means it's legit."
"You are mistaken. What will make it real is my signature."
I struggled to think. If there was anyone in the Legion who wasn't a pushover, it was Graves. He'd never recommend me to be elevated to an officer's rank unless he honestly thought it was the right thing to do.
"You've been sitting on this?" I asked. "Is that what you said?"
She shrugged.
"Your conduct isn't always the sort of thing we look for in our officers. Not even in Legion Varus. Surely you can see that, can't you?"
"Yeah, well, you've got a point there."
"Then we have a deal?"
"I guess that's a pretty good offer," I said. "But there's just one more thing."
"You're kidding," she interrupted. "You're demanding a personal favor as well? I told you our relationship was over with."
I said vaguely. "I'm just asking for a kiss. The kind of kiss a vid hero is supposed to get from a lady when he saves her butt."
She looked at me speculatively.
"All right. Let's go to my office. I've had the techs working to clear out every taint of those horrible aliens for the last hour."
We walked the rest of the way to Gold Deck. Under the watchful gaze of a dozen surprised staffers, I escorted the Imperata into her office and shut the door.
"Could you put that gun down for a second?" I asked.
She smirked, but did as I asked. I climbed out of my dragon quickly, just in case she was planning to pick up her weapon again in a classic double cross. But instead of greeting me with the barrel of her gun when I turned around, she met me with a tight smile. At first I thought she was happy to see me, but then I followed her eyes downward and realized she could see the seashell shape of the galactic key in my hand.
"It's right here," I said.
"Told you. Give it to me."
I stepped forward, but I didn't put the key into her hand. Instead, I snaked an arm around her waist and drew her up close. She resisted a little at first, but then she warmed up, and we kissed for about a minute. She was breathing hard by the end, and I have to admit I was doing the same. She looked into my eyes.
"All right," she said. "You can have me one last time."
Smiling, I put the galactic key on the desk, but I didn't put my hands on her. She looked shocked when I took a step toward the door. "I'm sorry," I said. "I just wanted a hero's kiss. Like you said, we're broken up, and that's for the best." She sputtered, grabbed the key off the desk, and kicked me out of her office. I didn't mind. I was getting tired of her ungrateful behavior anyway.